1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh.
Did he bring it in?
He did.
It is.
Caught!
The WPIAL softball playoffs roll on here, and today we're in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, as the 6-seeded Southside Area Rams take on the 11-seeded Beth Center Bulldogs here in a Round 1 WPIAL playoff matchup. Well, everyone, welcome into the broadcast. I'm Ethan Spizarski. I'll be your guy behind the microphone giving you this game, and in a game where it's all important to determine who will be taking on the number 3-seeded West Green Pioneers, a potential Green County matchup coming at you here next week. But before we roll on, we have some things and people to thank for today's broadcast, and kicking it off, we'll thank Washington County College Community Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find more about CameraForSenate.com. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on to visitgreen.org. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving you your case and the attention it deserves. By CNX Dreams Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington Green County Chapter, Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. And finally, Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarm.com. Before we continue on into our Visit Green County pregame show, we have some other people to thank. We're going to get to that, and then when we come back, we'll dive into our Visit Green pregame show and then the Valley View Farm's starting lineups.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high, electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Camera Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Welcome back in here to Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, just about 2 miles off the campus of Waynesburg University is where this baseball and softball complex resides, and it's an exciting matchup. The 6 and 11 seeds here doing battle as a lot of the WPIAL playoffs for baseball and softball continue to roll on as we now enter into our Visit Green County pregame show, as looking ahead to these two teams and where they've gotten so far. For Southside, it started off at a really good look to the end of the season. They had a four-game winning streak starting from April 17th all the way to April 24th. However, for the Rams, they've dropped their last two, luckily both non-section games against Olsh and Burgettstown with a combined score of 9-4. For the Bulldogs, however, a little bit of a different ending. They were able to end their season on the winning side on the road against the Vela in an 11-1 section win to get Beth Center where it needed to go. However, for the Bulldogs this year, a lot more back and forth, wins and losses. They never had more than a two-game winning streak this year. They had one from that started from March 20th to the 24th, and another one from April 6th to 8th against Carmichael's and Mapletown, to be exact. But for these two teams, it's going to be a very close contest despite the seeding matchup. Where these two teams were able to finish last year, talking about schedules, where Beth Center resides is Class 1A Section 2. They finished 4th overall in that section this year. Carmichael's took home that section title with a 9-1 section record. Then provided by West Green, Jefferson Morgan, then Beth Center at the 4, Mapletown, and then Avella at the bottom. For Southside, they reside in the Class 1A Section 1 area. The Rams finished 2nd in that classification, only behind Union, who finished the year undefeated in section play, 16-2 overall, 10-0 in section competition. Southside finished 9-8 overall with a 7-3 section record. Then behind them was Swickley Academy, followed by Bishop Canavan, Cornell, and then Rochester. Two teams looking to continue on to move along in their dance to compete for the WPIO Class 1A Championship. It was Union and Carmichael's last year who were the ones to go to the dance in the championship. Now this year, these two teams looking to break that up, as there could be another rematch as both Union and Carmichael's sit on opposite sides of the WPIO Class 1A bracket. And before we step aside and get into our starting lineups, we'll look at that bracket right now as where it stands. In Class 1A, on the left side, Union is the 1 seed, and then it's the 8 and 9 seed between Jeanette, the 8 seed, and the 9 seed, Bishop Canavan. They will play today at 3 o'clock at Plum High School. The winner of that will then take on the number 1 seeded Union Scotties. Below them on the left side of the bracket, it's the 5 seeded Jefferson Morgan Rockets taking on the 12 seeded Leechburg. That game also starts today at 3 o'clock. That game will be played at Gateway High School. The winner of that matchup will take on Sarah Catholic on May 18th with a time and place to be determined for that quarterfinal round. On the right side of the bracket, you flip over here in Class 1A, it is Swickley Academy and Manesson, the 7 and 10 seed, that will play today at 5 o'clock at Montour High School. The winner of that will take on the aforementioned number 2 seeded Carmichael's Mighty Mikes. And then on the bottom right corner of your 1A bracket, it's 6 seeded Southside and the 11 seeded Beth Center. The winner, again, will take on West Green, the number 3 seed in Class 1A on May 18th. Again, all times and places of locations of games are still to be determined for Class 1A. We're going to step aside again and take a quick break. When we come back, we got starting lineups that are presented by the Valley View Farms. But first, we thank our friends at Visit Green to complete our Visit Green pregame show. You're listening here on WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
When Governors Wolf and Shapiro tried to impose a carbon tax that would have sent your electric bills through the roof and gutted our energy jobs, I fought back and we won. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm proud to stand with our natural gas and coal industries and the hardworking men and women who keep our lights on. I'll keep fighting against Green New Deal schemes that threaten our jobs and our way of life. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep standing up for you. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back into the Visit Greene County pregame show. We're now going to shift ourselves over to the Valley View Farms starting lineups for the 11-seeded Beth Center Bulldogs, who come in today's contest 7-9 overall and 4-6 in a 1A Section 2 record. Their starting lineup goes as such. Sarah Bader will lead things off for the Bulldogs. She is also starting at first base. Kendall Welsh, the starting pitcher today for the Bulldogs, goes in bat second. Batting third will be Kira Lemp at center field. Bella Stepp bats fourth. She's the starting catcher. Allison Lynch will be the starting shortstop and batting fifth. Batting sixth, Riley Lancaster, the starting left fielder. And then Emily Libator bats seventh and start at second base. Olivia McNett will start at third and bat eighth. And then rounding out the starting lineup and batting ninth, Amelia Babko, the starting right fielder. That was for Beth Center. Now we shift over to the Southside area Rams. who finished 9-8 overall this season and in 7-3 Class 1A Section 1 record. The six-seeded Rams go as such. Allie Kemp, the starting first baseman today, leads things off for the Rams. Then Emma DeLong, the shortstop, bats second. Batting third, Ariel Pulcher. She'll be catching today. Batting fourth is Reagan Tate. She'll be the starting pitcher for the Rams. Batting fifth, Elena Fitcher, and doing third base duties. The designated player in batting sixth, Kelly Tingler. Batting seventh will be Brooke McNary, the starting second baseman. Batting eighth will be Milada Pavlovic. She'll be playing out in center field. And then rounding out Southside starting lineup will be Anna Graff, who plays out in right field. That was Southside's starting lineup and Beth Center's starting lineup, all provided to you by Valley View Farms. There for your starting lineups. We're going to step aside, and then when we come back, we'll have ourselves the national anthem and first pitch here between Beth Center and Southside here on WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage?
Yes, sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We'd love to have you join us in celebration of outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams from our area. As a member of our chapter, you can nominate potential candidates, then vote on the nominees for each year's induction banquet. And you can help spread the word about our region's rich athletic tradition. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Welcome back into the Waynesburg University Baseball and Softball Complex, just about 2 miles east off the campus of Waynesburg University, where again it is the 11-seeded Beth Center Bulldogs now getting introduced onto the field before they took on the 6-seeded Southside area Rams. Continuing to look through the bracket here today, or just this year rather, of all the WPIO games. Some other interesting matchups to look for each classification, starting out here in classification 2A. There are no first-round buys for this classification. The number one-seeded Laurel Spartans, they'll tee off against Shadyside Academy today at 6 o'clock up north in Wexford, Pennsylvania at North Allegheny High School. Then you have the 8-seeded Seton LaSalle versus the 9-seeded Frazier. That teed off at 3 o'clock in West Mifflin. Then South Allegheny versus Brownsville is the 4-13 seed. Neshinnik and Olsch, the 5-12. Then on the other side of your bracket, Chartiers, Houston, the 2 seed, and the number 15 seeded Prexies. They will tee off tonight in primetime under the lights at Trinity Middle School. And then it's a 7-seeded Riverside versus a 10-seeded Brentwood. That game will be at 5 o'clock as well at West Mifflin. And then you have the number 3 seeded Bentworth versus the 14-seeded Burgettstown. That is your 5 o'clock game that will be played first at Trinity Middle School before Chartiers, Houston, and Wash High. And then the 6-seeded Shenango versus the 11-seeded Apollo Ridge. That game will be today at 6:30 up north. It's Seneca Valley High School. As mentioned before, for Class 1A, this is going to be a close contest between these two. The two teams that don't have exactly a lot of depth to them, so we're going to be seeing a lot of the starting players today do a lot of the work trying to compete for their teams, and each of these teams trying to change up the fate from last year, where each of these teams weren't able to make it terribly far because it was Carmichael's and Union Area doing a lot of the damage in playoff contention as those two teams played off against each other in the Class 1A Championship. And Southside will have to work and beat Carmichael's to get there if they were to get there, and the same for Beth Center. as we continue to carry on through the starting lineups. It's now Southside coming out onto the field before we will soon step aside for our national anthem. Again, it is a six-seeded Southside area Rams taking on the 11-seeded Beth Center Bulldogs here in round one of the WPIAL playoffs in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. Again, these women looking to go down and compete. And traditionally, boys in baseball, they go to EQT Park. Well, the winners here will try to go to Lilly Field, which is the home softball field for the Penn West California Trojans. That championship game will either be Monday, May 27th, or the Tuesday, May 28th. Time is still to be determined, as all six classifications still roll on here in round one of the WPIAL playoffs.
Behind the plate will be Sam Puglisi. At first base will be Gene Franks. And third base will be Dave Bates.
And now it is time as we will stand up. And if you're at home, if you have the opportunity, please stand up. We'll remove your caps as we're now going to be playing the national anthem before our first pitch here today for Southside versus Beth Center. Again, Ethan Spizarski alongside with you here in Waynesburg, PA, as we are now just moments away from first pitch between the Bulldogs and the Rams. Again, you're the three minimum that will be going up for the Bulldogs. First will be Sarah Bader, Kendall Welsh, and Kiera Lemp. That will be the minimum that we will see Reagan Tate will have to go up against for the Rams. Again, the winner today will move on to play a week, or rather 4 days from today, to take on the West Green Pioneers, the number three seed in the one Class 1A WPIAL playoff bracket. Is now to Sarah Bader, who comes out ready, set to go, as the Rams are still over towards their dugout, having their last-minute team meeting, circling up before coming out onto the turf infield. For those who don't know the dimensions here at the Waynesburg University Baseball and Softball Complex, down the right field and left field line is 190 feet. Dead center is 220 feet from home plate. A pretty average size infield for the most part for a lot of the teams in the President's Athletic Conference where Waynesburg University resides. And today it is home for Southside. They are the home team, so they'll be batting in all the bottom of their innings. And then Beth Center, as the 11th seed, will be the term visitors. Both teams arriving today around 4 o'clock for today's 5 p.m. matchup. As these two teams again looking to push forward to take on West Green and then the eventual winners of whoever wins for Carmichael's Swickley Academy in that game up top on the right side of the bracket is. The Rams have started to make their way out onto the field, and Reagan Tate will step into the circle, and she'll be in charge of handling all the Bulldogs today inside that circle for them. For Tate this season, she doesn't have a win or official loss recorded, but she has pitched 15 2/3 innings. This is her fifth game and fourth start this year. She's faced 97 total batters in that span. And now she comes up, and now it'll be Sarah Bader stepping into the batter's box to take on Tate, and that'll kick off today's ball game, which is set to start at 5 o'clock. We're just 3 minutes behind, but soon to start very shortly as warm-ups are beginning to conclude here in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. A pretty chilly day nonetheless. Not ideal playing temperatures for a game that is supposed to be played in the springtime with a little bit nicer weather. In Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, a high of 53 and a low of 44. We're currently at that high, but as we're in a little bit of a valley alone away from Waynesburg, it's usually about a couple degree cooler from wherever the temperature is in Waynesburg. Now Sarah Bader has stepped into the right-handed batter's box and is set to kick off today's Class 1A round game as first pitch is in high and away for ball one at 5:04 p.m. Bader, the starting first baseman today for the Bulldogs. She will look to get the tempo underway as Beth Center's bench has begun to light itself up. She takes a swing and a miss at one towards the right corner of the zone. Count will be even at 1-1. After this ensuing pitch, I will remind you again of the infield situation for the Rams as Bader takes strike two, painting that right zone. 1-2 count on her. From in the outfield, from left to right, it's Addie Graff, you have Pavlovich, and then Anna Graff out in right field from third to first. Fisher, DeLong, McNary, and Kep. Holcher doing the catching behind the plate for Reagan Tate. That fourth pitch missed outside on the right portion of the zone. 2-2 count. We've seen Tate now three consecutive pitches really attack that right portion of the zone. Her fifth pitch, swing and a miss. Strikeout number one of the day for Reagan Tate. She gets Sarah Bader to go down on strikes, and now this brings up Kendall Welsh. Pitcher versus pitcher. Welsh will get her first bit of action here in the bottom portion of this first inning. Welsh steps in, and Tate ready to go. She'll deal home. Takes ball one out on the right side of the plate. Five of the six pitches we've seen so far from Tate, again, all favoring towards that right portion of the zone. We'll see how Beth Center is able to adapt to where she's been pitching thus far. Tate's 0-1 pitch. This is a little bit more outside on the right part of the zone. 2-0 count now to Welsh. Tate now steps back in onto the rubber in the circle. Her 2-0 pitch. That one paints the right portion of the zone again for strike one. It's a 2-1 count. Just the one out. Sarah Bader struck out moments ago, but now it's Kendall Welsh up to the plate, trying to redeem her fellow Bulldog as that fourth pitch misses outside. It's now going to be a hitter's count in favor of Kendall Welsh. On deck is Kiera Lemp. She's the starting left fielder today. She's waiting her turn as that'll conclude the minimum, the three that Tate is expected to see. This one on a dribbler out towards DeLong at the shortstop position. She muffs it down with her glove, but then rolls towards that left field line. So will be an infield single for Kendall Welsh, as that was not a rather routine play for DeLong to have to make. So it'll be an infield single for the Bulldogs, and that'll bring up again Kiera Lemp, now working with Kendall Welsh over on first base. And Southside here in the early parts of this game has some traffic on the base pads as Lemp takes a swing and a miss at the first pitch. 0-1 count now for Tate. Lemp again, your starting center fielder for Beth Center. She steps back in, and Tate's ready to deal home. The 0-1 pitch comes in. This one's going to be dribbled to McNary. McNary will just turn to first to collect the first out, the second out, rather, of Lemp. And that helps Welsh extend herself to second base with two outs. Beth Center has a runner in scoring position, but Southside able to collect two outs. And now Bella Stepp, the starting catcher today, will try to help extend the inning for Beth Center. Tate's first pitch to Stepp comes in with some heat, swing and a miss, strike one. Third baseman of Fisher plays a couple steps in from the third base bag, expecting one close to her as that second pitch misses outside, ball two. It's a 1-1 count now on Bella Stepp. Rotates 1-1 pitch is going to be skying out to right center field. That's going to clear the gap and get its way to the wall. Coming home with ease will be Kendall Welsh, and jogging her way in the second is Bella Stepp with an RBI double. It's the Beth Center Bulldogs up 1-0 here in the top of the first inning.
And now coming to the plate, number 23, Allison Lynch.
Bella Stepp makes hard contact with one and shoots it up the right center field gap. And now this brings up Allison Lynch, extending this top of the first inning as the Bulldogs have broke open this game first with this 1-0 lead, as this first pitch to Lynch misses outside the right portion of the zone again for a ball 1-0 count. Lynch, your starting shortstop today for Beth Center. Second pitch is going to be fouled back by Lynch towards us, so the count is even at 1-1. Southside does have the two outs. They just need one more to get out of the inning. However, just trying to limit the damage to the one run that was just brought in again by Bella Stepp. Kendall Welsh came home all the way from second base. That third pitch missing outside on the right portion of the zone near the left-handed batter's box counts to 2-1. Now on Allison Lynch. Reagan Tate sends her fourth pitch home. That one paints the corner again for strike two. It's a 2-2 count. Tate liking to attack the right third of the zone here in the first inning. Almost every pitch has found its way in that direction. And for Beth Center, they have been able to get one run across. And an off-speed pitch just missing. A little bit low and to the right for ball three. So the count now runs full. So Allison Lynch steps back in with two outs and a runner on second base in Bella Stepp. Tate's pitch is grounded right over DeLong. DeLong turns, fires to first for the 6-3 put out, and that concludes the top of the first inning. Southside escapes from the jam, but it's Beth Center scoring the first run off of just off the two hits. No errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning here at the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage?
Yes, sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Welcome back into the WJPA Sports Network. Again, brought to you by the CNX Foundation. It's Beth Center who struck the game's first run and brought it in, as the Bulldogs now lead 1-0 over the 6-seeded Southside Area Rams here in the bottom of the first, getting ready to come up for their first time today. It'll be Kemp, DeLong, and Pulcher, the three that will be coming up to start off for Southside.
Number 2, Allie Kemp.
Allie Kemp now steps into the right hand of the batter's box, ready to get to work. And it will be Welsh back in the starting circle. Kendall Welsh gets to start. She was the game's first run of the day, and now she'll be the one in charge to handle the pitching for Beth Center. Allie Kemp takes the first pitch from Welsh. She swings a one low in the turf for strike one, 0-1 count. Against Southside, the 6-seed today. They reside in 1A Section 1, a tough section, able to put together a good record this season, as it will be kept taking a swing at the second pitch down on the turf again for strike two, an 0-2 count. Southside, of course, anytime you reside in the same section as Union Area, that's going to provide you with an automatic bit of a deficit, as this off-speed pitch misses high and away for ball one. It's a 1-2 count now on Allie Kemp, the starting first baseman today for Southside. 1-2 pitch comes in. That one fouled off to the left side of the field near the left field line. And it'll keep our count at 1-2 for Allie Kemp. The 1-2 pitch from Welsh comes in. Misses low and away on that right portion of the zone. Count is now even at 2-2. In case you're unfamiliar with the Waynesburg University Baseball Softball Complex, it's about 20 yards away off from the road, off to the right part, as this one's going to be dribbled down the left field line to McNett. McNett tries the line with the first, and that one's going to take two hops over Bader's glove at first base. So it'll be Allie Kemp with the infield single advanced by the error. Get the error to McNett.
And now coming to the plate, number 4, Emma DeLong.
So it's now Southside, the ones with the runners in scoring position, just 5 pitches into the bottom of the first inning. And now it's Emma DeLong, starting shortstop today, steps up to the plate. A right-handed batter ready to do battle against Welsh. Welsh's first pitch is upstairs for ball one. Southside conceded the first run of the game to Beth Center on top of the first. Now it's the Rams threatening here in the bottom half of that inning. A 1-0 count to start to Emma DeLong. Welsh's second pitch, again, misses upstairs for ball two. It's a 2-0 count now. Emma DeLong steps in with her pink bat with a Magenta United brand taped across the top as she sends one to Lynch over to shortstop position. It holds Kemp at second for a moment. And then the double play for the Bulldogs. The throw gets DeLong at first, and then it was Kemp tagged down at third base. She was again held up. And unfortunately for the Rams, an unfortunate error by Allie Kemp leads to two up, now two down with Ariel Poacher coming up. She's batting third in this starting order today. She takes ball one out to support the right portion of the zone.
Ariel Poacher.
Poacher, the starting catcher today for the Rams. Poacher, one of the three players to watch according to Trib Live. The sophomore catcher as she takes strike one this time. It's a 1-1 count on her. Mets are able to collect two outs looking for their third as Poacher dribbles one. It'll be Welsh who takes a couple steps in front of her to collect, throw to Bader, and that will retire the side. It's the Rams who don't collect any runs off of the one hit. Runners were left on base. We go to the second inning here on WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Welcome back into Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, site of this round 1A matchup between Beth Center and Southside. It's the Bulldogs coming back up to bat here in the top of the second. They took the 1-0 lead in the top of the first, and they hold that through one inning of work. They'll look to add on here in the second inning. It'll be Lancaster, Libator, and McNett, the three due up for the Bulldogs, as it's Lancaster who fouls one off the left side of the field for strike one, 0-1 count. Beth Center able to win two of their last three games of the season. They're also winners of 5 of their last 8 as well to round out their regular season, as Tate finds the zone for strike two. A quick 0-2 count now on Lancaster. She's the starting left fielder today for Beth Center. 0-2 pitch, off speed and upstairs for ball one. 1-2 count now there. Tate in the first inning we saw favors the right third of the zone. We'll see how she does with the first left-handed batter, as Lancaster aligns another one foul, and now it's still a 1-2 count here. Again, Emily Libator on deck, the starting second baseman today for Southside. As Tate's 1-2 pitch is going to be skied down the left field line, playable in foul territory, but gets down just a little too fast, so we'll stay at the 1-2 count again. So far, we're seeing Lancaster not afraid to swing often and a lot at a lot of these pitches, trying to make contact, helping get Beth Center rolling as the team's up 1-0 over Southside here on the top of the second inning. Tate's 1-2 pitch. Storms home, misses just downstairs for the 2-2 count. Tate gives a little bit of a smirk back home. Believe she thought she found the zone there, but nonetheless she misses it. It's now an even 2-2 count as her ensuing pitch. This one lifted down the left field line in foul territory again. Addie Graff just a couple steps behind that one. And once again, another foul ball extends this at bat with the 2-2 count. Reagan Tate, the sophomore, now recollects the ball and will get set for our eighth pitch of the at-bat between Riley Lancaster and Reagan Tate. As now we'll have a call and we'll have a switching of softballs to extend this delay. Southside, we talked about what they were able to do, or rather we talked about what Bethson was able to do at the end of the year. In the south side, at the end of the regular season on a two-game losing streak as Tate misses one downstairs near the ankles for ball three, and it's a full count now on Lancaster. Lancaster swings at this one down the left field line in foul territory, but playable for Addie Graff, and she gets it for out number one. So the 10-pitch at-bat concludes in a flyout for Lancaster, and now Emily Libator steps up for Beth Center. Number 12 batting in the 7th spot. Beth Center sent 5 batters up in the top of the first inning, and that resulted in 2 hits and a run to come along. So looking for their first hit of this inning as ball 1 was just given to Libator. Now she steps back into the right-handed batter's box, and Tate is ready to deal home. It comes home, and Libator sends one out to center field. This one forces Pavlovich to have to make a running back grab into kind of a basket catch, and she comes away with it for a mightily impressive second out. The fans here in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, let her know Pavlovich started on a half step in, then had to take 4 or 5 steps back where she throws the glove up, makes the catch, and more importantly, survives the ground. She earns herself the dusting off as she gives herself now from the wet grass out here in Waynesburg, PA. As now it's Olivia McNett up to bat with the 2 outs, and McNett takes strike 1. You guessed it, that location, right third of the zone for that strike 1. Only Amelia Babko left to come up for Beth Center before the rotation, before the lineup flips itself over. Tate takes one that's dribbled to her. She throws it off the one hop and gets it over to Kemp, and that will retire the side in order. Beth Center, no runs on no hits, no errors, and no runners were left on base in the top of the second inning. We'll move ourselves to the bottom of the second inning here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monacalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta, and I'm running for re-election to keep fighting for working families in the 46th District. I've worked to create family-sustaining jobs, hold government accountable, and stand strong with our first responders and law enforcement. I'll keep fighting to grow our economy, unleash Pennsylvania energy, and lower your taxes so you can keep more of your hard-earned money. I'm proudly pro-Second Amendment and pro-life, and with your support in the May 19th Republican primary, I'll continue delivering for you. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Welcome back into the WJPA Sports Network. Reagan Dink just took the first pitch from Welsh out to left field for the leadoff single for the Rams. Is for the second consecutive inning, Southside has a leadoff single to start their batting order. Now Elena Fisher comes up to the plate to try to provide more damage for the Rams as they find themselves down 1-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Fisher, the starting third baseman today, takes one inside, low and away for ball one on herself. Kelly Tingler will be the one on deck. That will complete the minimum that Welsh will have to face here if she's able to get three outs, similar to how the Rams did in the bottom of the first inning. Strike one is given now on the low portion of the zone to Fisher. Welsh, 1-1 pitch. This one's set on three hops off the glove of Lynch, and it's going to leak into shallow left field. It will be Reagan Tate staying at second base, and Fisher takes one off of another error here by the Bulldogs. They'll go down as an E6. So the first two Rams are able to reach on base with still no outs, and it'll be Kelly Tingler now up to the plate. As Tingler skies one high here near the backstop, making the play was step, just about three steps away from home plate and getting the first out of this second inning. Brooke McNary now comes up, the starting second baseman for Southside. She's trying to bring home Reagan Tate, who stands on second. Elena Fisher on first just a couple pitches ago. Rams were able to get two runners on the base paths as McNary swings at this first pitch inside near her kneecaps for strike one. And the winner today will take on the Greene County School of West Greene, the number 3 seed in the Class 1A playoffs. Welsh sends the 0-1 pitch home. This one lifted out to left center field, and it's going to split the gap and cut itself off of Lancaster's knees. And Lancaster is able to get this one in quickly. The play will be at home to step. Tate just a couple steps ahead of that one. It'll be a tie 1-1 ball game here. And as Tate comes home for the game's first run, Fisher makes her way to third, and then it'll just be a very long single for Brooke McNary. An RBI single at that ties up this ball game. And now up will be Addie Graff. Addie Graff took ball one and then takes ball two. This one, though, gets past. Step from home, gets to the backstop. Scoring her third will be Fisher. And now Southside has taken a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the second inning. So off a handful of miscues and errors, Beth Center has given up two runs, allowing McNary to get all the way over to second base. This one's going to be lifted out into shallow center field to Lamb. Lamb makes the play on it. Comes up with the important second out. Now we continue down as Southside.
Up next for Southside, number 44, Melodia Pavlovich.
We'll bring up Melodia Pavlovich, rounding out today's starting lineup. Southside has just broken up this ball game. 2-1 score is what we have here. Pavlovich takes ball one from Welsh. Welsh sends her 1-0 pitch home, high and away for ball two. A quick 2-0 count now on Pavlovich. Pavlovich takes the 2-0 count, shows bunt, goes for it, but it's foul tipped. So that is strike one on her. Count's still in her favor at 2-1. As now Welsh sends the 2-1 pitch home. This one again sent high in the air and on the infield. Libitor steps in a couple steps to make the grab and get the final out of the inning. However, Southside able to take the lead here, 2-1, as they score two runs off of the two hits. There was another error by Beth Center in this inning with one ram left on base. It's Southside who's taking the lead here in the early portions of this one. We get to the third inning here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Amelia Babko now steps up to in the batter's box for Beth Center. She took strike one on the first pitch from Tate. Reagan Tate's next pitch misses outside for ball one. Counts now even at 1-1. Babko, the last batter to come up for Beth Center before we round over the lineup back to Sarah Bader. Tate delivers home the 1-1 pitch. That one just missing the top portion of the zone. 2-1 count now. It's only the third or fourth pitch we've seen today. Reagan Tate hasn't been painting that right corner of the zone as much as she did in the first two innings, as this one misses low and into the turf. Now a hitter's count in favor for Babko. Starting right fielder today with her neon pink helmet and her white, blue, and black gradient baseball, or softball bat, rather. It's a five-pitch walk in on Babko, and Babko takes her free pass to first base. And now this brings back up Sarah Bader.
Number one, Sarah Bader.
Bader led off our ball game. It was a strikeout of her. She went down swinging to Tate in the first inning. Now here in the top of the third, looks to advance and help bring home Amelia Babko. Tate's first pitch to Bader. Again, bounces the turf for the fourth consecutive ball on her last six pitches. 1-0 count. Tate delivers home. Bader fouls this one over near the stands in foul territory down the right field line. So the count will now become back even at 1-1. Southside, just a half inning ago, took a 2-1 lead here against Beth Center as the Bulldogs look to retaliate offensively as they have a runner on with no outs. Tate's next pitch will be set up the middle past the running McNary. It'll be a close play at second with the delay, and there it is. The out will come. Babko took a little bit too long of a delay, and the Rams were able to hop on one that got through the gap but not too close. So Sarah Bader will reach in on the infield, well, rather the single, but Babko is tagged out at second base. So Babko and Bader trade spots over at first base, and Southside collects the first out as Welsh sends this one over the running and diving McNary. This one near on the infield. Again, it's Anna Graf playing close towards the infield. All three outfielders of Addie Graf, Pavlovich, and Anna Graf have been playing in these last couple of pitches, minimizing any damage to leak out into the deep outfield. As back-to-back singles allow the Bulldogs to have two runners on with just the one out, this brings up Kiera Lemp. Lemp so far today, 0-1, she grounded out back in the first inning. Tate's first pitch misses right side for ball one, 1-0 count to Lemp. Welsh now 2-for-2 on her day. His starting pitcher has collected two hits and will look to add more as Tate takes one off of the ankle, though it takes a fortunate bounce to DeLong. They're able to throw out Lemp at first base for the 6-3 ground out. And more importantly, get that second out. Both runners do advance off the throw. So Bader stands at third, Welsh stands at second. And now with two outs, Bella Stepp comes up to the plate. Stepp brought home the game's first run for Beth Center. She took one out to the right center field gap to collect a stand-up RBI double. Now the south side will have a meeting as Hab Shahen comes out, talks to his starting pitcher in Reagan Tate, the sophomore. Tate so far has allowed four hits. She's just allowed the three hits so far from Beth Center, two of which have come in this inning. As this one's going to be dribbled foul down the right field line by Stepp, so an 0-1 count to begin here from Tate. Beth Center, the 11 seed so far here in this WPIL tournament. However, they have been winners of two of their last three games, with two key section wins against Avella in the process. This one, Steph's going to send this time up from the left center field. This one's going to get past Pavlovich. Two Bulldogs are going to score. And for the second time for today for Bella Stepp, it's a 2-RBI double. And Beth Center has retaken its lead at 3-2. Bella Stepp. In the first inning, someone to the right center field gap. This one gets its way out to the left center field gap. Pavlovich misplays it, allowing two different Bulldogs to score in the process. It's now 3-2 Beth Center, and we have a courtesy runner at second base. That courtesy runner in Gina Signorini, is this one's going to be skied up by Allison Lynch, and will be Poulter able to take a few steps in front of home plate to gather and make the final catch for out number three. Beth Center gets two more runs to come across for their cause. They get it off of the three hits. There was one more error added in the inning for the Rams with one runner left on base. We go to the bottom half of the third inning here on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by the CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Welcome back into the Date WJPA Sports Network here in Waynesburg University, the baseball and softball complex at Southside and Beth Center in what's turned out to be a very nice game so far, as Allie Kemp takes the first pitch here in the third inning in the left field for the third consecutive leadoff single for Southside in as many innings. As the Rams are looking to respond, Beth Center collected two runs in the third, or the second, or the top of the third inning to take the 3-2 lead. Emma DeLong now sips back up. Last time up, she grounded out over to Lynch, which then Bader was able to throw to McNett at third base and tag out the running Allie Kemp to get a very impressive double play. We'll have a switching of softballs delaying our game just a little bit, but now Emma DeLong steps into the right-handed batter's box, ready to go against Welch. Welch's first pitch misses well upstairs for ball one. Southside has a runner at first base in Allie Kemp. Kevin now on first base for her second consecutive time today. As that second pitch is missed, just misses off that right third of the zone for ball two. A 2-0 count, in fact, to DeLong. DeLong swings and misses at this third pitch. One a little off speed that finds its way in the lower third of the zone for strike one, 2-1 count. DeLong now steps back in, and Welsh gets her pitch. Won't hesitate, and she will fire home. That one glances through that bottom right corner of the zone. And now the count even at 2-2. So a 2-0 count's now turned into two consecutive strikes, creating a 2-2 count. Welsh steals home to DeLong as this one's skied behind us up on the high portion of the hill behind the backstop. And the count will be even at 2-2. Welsh now will try it again. The 2-2 pitch. Just missing on the inside corner, thigh high. That'll be ball three, and the count now runs full. Southside does have a runner on first base in Allie Kemp. There are no outs. Payoff pitch will be dribbled foul down the left field line, so we will do this payoff pitch one more time. Winner today will advance to the second round of the WPIO playoffs. Here in our round one matchup, payoff pitch. Blown away downstairs, ball four, and DeLong will be given the free pass to first base. So now Southside, two base runners on with no outs. Something we saw this last time in the second inning as well, when Reagan Tate and Elena Fisher found their way on with no outs. But Beth Center was able to turn down the first out on the third batter face. So Ariel Poulter will look to not have that happen as Welsh has one that goes away. It'll be scored as a wild pitch, and in the process, Kemp and DeLong each rotate and move up a station. So Kemp moves to third, DeLong to second. So now two runners in scoring position from the south side and no outs for the Bulldogs. The 1-0 pitch. This one sent on a steamer down the left field line, but Lancaster can just watch this one go out in foul territory. Count will be even at 1-1 on Ariel Poulter. Walsh's 1-1 pitch. Missing downstairs, 2-1 count now. Welsh has only faced the minimum once so far in her first two innings. She faced six batters back in the second inning. Now here in the bottom of the third, she is able to find the zone and make the count at 2-2. Welsh still looking for her first strikeout of the day as well, as her 2-2 pitch comes home and it's fouled again. We'll do this one more time. Poulter, her last time up, grounded out to Welsh. She got it over to Bader in time. That resulted the third out in the first inning. Now, though, there are no outs with two runners on. DeLong stands at second, while Allie Kemp stands even closer at third base. And now our 2-2 battle continues. Welsh sends it home as this one's lofted out into shallow left field. Lynch makes the play back to get the first out. Both runners will hold in Kemp and DeLong. And now this will bring up Reagan Tate. It was the first of two runs scored for the Southside Rams back an inning ago. Tate also 1-for-1. She got on base via the single. And we'll see if she's able to have that same luck here now. She takes the first pitch from Welsh. Missing up high for ball one. Pitcher v pitcher matchup going up again. Right now it's Tate who's leaning in favor, but it's the Bulldogs leading 3-2. Southside trying to respond off the two-run top of the third inning for Beth Center. Welsh Mitch is downstairs again for ball two. 2-0 count now on Reagan Tate. Welsh gets her pitch and sends it home. A foul ball by Tate gives us a 2-1 count. Southside trying to snap a two-game losing streak coming into today's first-round matchup. Right now they find themselves down the one run. The 2-1 pitch is going to be sent up, and for the third time today, a catcher will make a pop-up grab for either side as that collects the second out. So Southside gets two runners on.
And now coming to the plate, number six.
And is able to Elena work both Fisher. Into scoring position with no outs. And now two consecutive outs off pop-outs. Gives Beth Center just a one out closer from a sigh of relief. Elena Fisher now comes up. Fisher last time reached on via the error over at Matt Lynch at the shortstop position as she takes ball one down low near her feet. Welsh's next pitch, well inside near the knees for ball two. 2-0 count now. Beth Center does have one base to give to allow a free pass. However, team I'm sure wants to get out of this one. Still remaining unscathed, not extending the inning any further than it needs to be. But she's able to get in the step in the right direction as this one frames in the bottom of the zone for strike one. For a second consecutive batter, we'll have a 2-1 count. Welsh doesn't waste any time. He gets the 2-1 pitch. Another one inside near the knees for ball three, and it's going to be a hitter's count in favor of Fisher with Kelly Tingler in the on-deck circle for the Rams. Welsh's 3-1 pitch comes home, and that one going to plate the bottom portion of the zone, and now it's a full count. So with two outs and two runners on in Kemp and DeLong, Welsh's payoff pitch comes home to Fisher. High and away, ball four. That'll load up the bases for Southside. And now Kelly Tingler has a chance to give Southside its lead back, which they had in the second inning. And they've lost here in the top portion of this third inning. And Kelly Tingler, her last out, she popped up just a couple feet behind her, where Stepp was able to make the grab from the catcher position as she... Tingler takes strike one on the right corner of the zone, 0-1 count. It's a 3-2 lead for Beth Center here in the bottom of the third inning. However, it's the bases loaded for Southside as Tingler fouls one off. Count will now go quickly down to 0-2, and all of a sudden Welsh just one strike away from getting out of the bottom of the third inning. That has brought up the seventh Ram. We started at Allie Kemp at the top of the lineup, and we've now worked our way down to the number seven batter. So now Shane talks over to Tingler along the third base side, and Tingler comes back over to home plate and right in the right-handed batter's box to deal with Welsh. 0-2 count comes in. This one's sent on a two-hopper to Libitor, and Libitor turns it over to Bader for the 4-3 ground out. Southside threatens.
As we hit to the top of the fourth inning.
However, they do not respond. No runs off of the one, just the one hit. No errors in that inning by Beth Center, and bases were left juiced full of Rams. We now have played through three. We're going to go to the fourth inning here on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by the CNX Foundation.
They are really the ones who are on the ground and know what their students need better than anyone else.
They protect the fairness and rules of high school sports.
They're here to look out for us. They're here to look out for what we love to do.
This high school gym used to be packed most nights. Not anymore. Do you know why? Because bad behavior by fans, especially adults, has caused a shortage of game officials across the country. You see, without officials, we can't have sports. Don't let this become reality. It's time for a change. Let's bench bad behavior for good.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career.
or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you.
Tate sends one home, and that's strike number three on Riley Lancaster. Be the second strikeout of the day for Tate. Tate struck out Bader as the first batter she faced, and she got her second one here in the fourth inning. As now Emily Libator steps up into the right-handed batter's box. Beth Center was able to push open a 3-2 lead just an inning ago. We'll try to add to that now here in the fourth, as that one misses about a foot outside of the zone, the right portion of the plate for ball one, 1-0 count. Tate back on the rubber and deals home. This one rolls past Tate to DeLong. DeLong throws to first with a speedy 6-3 ground out. And now Olivia McNett comes up trying to push and force the issue for the Bulldogs. However, Southside's collected 2 outs relatively quickly. McNett, her last time up, grounded out to Tate. And it'll be McNett taking ball one from Tate as this one skips into the turf. Tate has only faced the minimum once so far today, and that was back in the second inning. She'll look to repeat that here in the fourth. Tate gets McNett to swing at this one down Broadway. Strike one. Count's going to be even at 1-1. Reagan Tate sends another pitch home. This one upstairs for ball two. 2-1 count. Southside trying to get out of this inning to bring the bats back up and try to add to it as they find themselves down 3-2 here in the top of the fourth inning. Tate's next pitch fouled off again. 2-2 count. Amelia Babko rounding out the starting lineup today. She's currently in the on-deck circle for Beth Center. As Reagan takes 2-2 pitch, comes home, and she gets McNett to go with that one. It's strike three and strikeout number three. Tate strikes out two of the three Bulldogs she sees in this inning. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no Bulldogs were left on base. We transition to the bottom portion of our fourth inning here in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta, and I'm running for re-election to keep fighting for working families in the 46th District. I've worked to create family-sustaining jobs, hold government accountable, and stand strong with our first responders and law enforcement. I'll keep fighting to grow our economy, unleash Pennsylvania energy, and lower your taxes so you can keep more of your hard-earned money. I'm proudly pro-Second Amendment and pro-life, and with your support in the May 19th Republican primary, I'll continue delivering for you. Paid for by Camera for Senate.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Welcome back into the WJPA Sports Network here in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. As it is the Southside Area Rams down 3-2 to the Beth Center Bulldogs, a 6-11 seed matchup here in round one of the WPIAL playoffs, as the first pitch is sent in foul here in on Brooke McNary. McNary, her last time up, she was very fortunate and was able to get an RBI single to get the first two runs of the game brought in for Southside, and she will do it again via the single portion of that. As Southside now, for four consecutive innings, has a leadoff single.
Addie Graff.
And now Addie Graff will come up to the plate, the starting right fielder today. One of two Graff sisters on this team. Graff, her last time up, flew out to center field. Graff will foul one off back here near the backstop, an 0-1 count now. No outs, as Graff is only the second batter up today. Pavlovich stands on deck for Southside. We'll get ready for the 0-1 pitch from Welch. Makes its way home, and this one's going to be sent out to center field. Running in on four steps to make the catch is Lamp. So that'll be the inning's first out. And a very good one at that. So for the second time today, Graff flies out to center field. And now Melania Pavlovic comes up, someone else who flew out in on the infield. She had a runner on second to work with last time. This time she has a runner on first in Brooke McNary. Pavlovic tries to lay down the bunt. This one sends foul back towards the backstop. 0-1 count to start. Now Welsh's 0-1 count. Ready to be coming home, and it is. And this one paints the inside portion of the zone near the knees for strike two. It's now an 0-2 count on Pavlovic. After Pavlovic, we start back up for the fourth, for the second time, rather. This ball one misses on the outside right third of the zone for ball one. 1-2 count. This one missing just low. Second pitch in this at bat that Welch has just missed a couple inches off of near the zone, and this time it's made it a 2-2 count as Welch will send this 2-2 pitch home. This one's set on a one-hopper back to Welch. She turns to first to get the out to Bader. However, that does help advance the runner in McNary from first to second. And now with two outs, Southside has another runner in scoring position. And we start over the lineup card for the third time today. Allie Kemp comes back up. Kemp, 2-for-2 today with two singles. She's not the only Southside Ram to have that stat line so far today as she swings and misses at one for strike one. Brooke McNary also 2-for-2 today with two singles, and she's on second base as of right now. Walsh's 0-1 pitch upstairs inside near the head of Kemp. Kemp takes a duck, so it'll be a 1-1 count to her. Kemp trying to bring home Southside's third run of the game to tie it. It's Beth Center leading 3-2 as this one sent on a one-hopper over to McNett. McNett sends one high, but playable to Bader. And that retires the side. Beth Center holds off Southside to no runs. There was the one hit, no errors, and one Ram stranded at second base. We've played through four innings, rather. We're going to head to the top of the fifth inning where Beth Center will look to add to their 3-2 lead here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event. And the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426. ValleyViewFarmVenue.com.
Amelia Babko leads off our top of the fifth inning for Beth Center. She takes strike one here from Tate. Reagan Tate sends her second pitch this time to Babko. This one missing outside off the right third of the zone for ball one. Counts even at 1-1. Babko in her first plate appearance got walked. Unfortunately was thrown out at second via the fielder's choice. Just two innings ago as Babko takes a swing at that one down low on the turf, and it's now a 1-2 count on her. An inning ago, Reagan Tate was able to collect 2-for-3 strikeouts on the day. She was able to strike out Lancaster and McNett. Just missing upstairs on that one to do it on Babko as the count now runs even at 2-2. Babko stands in with her neon pink shoes. sent to the stance, and Tate misses that one. Again, off the right third of the zone, not by much, but the count now runs full. So the question is, what will be the response by Amelia Babko as her team leads 3-2 here in the top of the fifth inning? Babko slaps one foul, so the count stays at 3-2. Beth Center comes into today's contest as the 11 seed, Southside the 6 seed. However, it's been Beth Center leading the way. They have a 3-2 lead. Each team does have the 5 hits. And that is the fourth ball, which means it's a walk, which means Babko gets her second free pass to first base today. And that flips over the lineup for the third time today. Sarah Bader now comes up to the plate. Sarah Bader 1-for-2 so far today against Reagan Tate. She had a single back in the third inning along with the game's second of 3 runs. She takes a strike at the knees for the 0-1 count. Babko stands now on first base with no outs for the Bulldogs. Tate deals home. Bader goes golfing, and that one in the turf for strike 2. 0-2 count for her. Bader steps back in the box, and Tate will deliver. And that's a third strike and throwing over to first. And a close play at second. So with the ball getting away from Pulcher at home, that allowed Bader to take off over to first base. The strikeout's complete there, but when you make the run, that means Babko has to go to second. Babko able to get to second safely off the just a hair offline throw from Kemp at first. So now Beth Center has a runner at second with just the one out. And Kendall Welsh steps up for her third at bat of the day. She's 2-for-2 with 2 runs. Starting pitcher today with her Penn West Vulcans batting helmet in and her red, white, and blue gradient bat ready to go as she lofts one out to left field to Addie Graff, who makes the catch. But an error and unforced mistake by Babko because she did not tag second base. She assumed the ball was going to get sent in, so it will be a 7-4 double play that retires our side.
As we head to the bottom
as
of the
it's Beth
inning.
Center coming score away empty-handed. No runs on the one hit. No errors and no runners left on base. Southside will look to try to snap this deficit as they're running out of time here going into the bottom of the fifth inning here at the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event. And the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
This is Coach Guy Monticalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Printscape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Emma DeLong now up to bat for Southside here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and she fouls her first pitch off for an 0-1 count. DeLong in her 2 plate appearances today, she has grounded out and been walked. DeLong's gotten as far as second base, but she was stranded 2 innings ago for the Rams, and now she'll try to add to that as Welsh misses one just on the inside, chest high. Count's now even at 1-1. Welsh sends this one into the turf down near the feet of DeLong, creating a 2-1 count. A lot of WPIL round one playoff games going on so far today, especially in softball, as that pitch finds its inside portion of the zone for strike 2. It's now going to be a 2-2 count in on DeLong. DeLong fouls this next pitch off, sending it back towards the backstop. Count stays even at 2-2. For Class 6A, there won't be... They've already kicked off their first games, which was on May 12th. Their semifinal games will be played each on May 19th. As Walsh's 2-2 pitch comes in. Misses low and way downstairs for a full count. One-seeded Hempfield will take on four-seeded Cannon Mack May 19th at 5 at West Mifflin. As the payoff pitch comes inside, missing upstairs for ball four. So the leadoff single streak was snapped. However, for five consecutive innings, Southside's first leadoff batter has got his way on the base. So now Ariel Poulter comes up to look to do damage as Southside's still down the one run, 3-2. To rounding out the 6A talk, Seneca Valley, the 2-seed, takes on 6-seeded Pine Richland on May 19th at 5 p.m. at North Allegheny High School for that first game. Is first pitch by Welsh to Poulter, misses inside for ball one. Walsh's next pitch to Poulter, this one well upstairs. Going to be a wild pitch and allow DeLong to scamper over to second base. Still no outs, so Southside has a runner in scoring position with no outs for the second time in the last three innings. However, they're still looking to cash in on that opportunity. Walsh's 2-0 pitch is going to be sent high in on the infield over towards Lynch at the shortstop position. She camps under it to make that catch and gets out number one, holding DeLong at second base. Now bringing up Reagan Tate. Tate 1-for-2 today. She singled back in the second inning and was Southside's first of two runs. The other games going on in Class 1A so far today will be Jeanette and Bishop Canavan, as this one sent foul by Tate, a one count. 5-seeded Jefferson Morgan takes on 12-seeded Leechburg. And then 7-seeded Swickley Academy takes on 10-seeded Manesson. That game also started at 5 o'clock over at Montour. The winner of Jeanette Bishop Canavan will play the number 1-seeded Union. Sarah Catholic plays the winner of Jefferson Morgan Leechburg. And Carmichael's take on the winner of Swickley and Manesson as Tate fouls her second pitch off for strike two. 0-2 count off the two pitches to her. All those games will be played on Monday, May 18th, with the time and place to be determined. A lot more action going on between 2, 3, 4, and 5A, which we'll have time to get to later. Right now, going back to it, Welsh has an 0-2 count, which is set up to herself from Tate. So Reagan Tate is grounded out via the 1-3 persuasion, but in the process, Emma DeLong takes off for third base and is safe. So now Southside's tying run is just at third base. And Elena Fisher has a chance to bring her home. However, she doesn't have any outs to work with. It's two outs on her. As Welsh is trying to get out of another jam, she's done a really good job thus far, except for that second inning. And her first pitch to Fisher misses upstairs for ball one. Next pitch is sent on a two-hopper to Libitor. She turns to her right, gets the out, and retires the side yet again. Beth Center gets out of the danger, and they lead 3-2 through five innings of work.
3-2.
Just six outs left to work with for Southside as we transition to the sixth inning here on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by the CNX Foundation.
They are really the ones who are on the ground and know what their students need better than anyone else.
They protect the fairness and rules of high school sports.
They're here to look out for us. They're here to look out for what we love to do.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits.
No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
We have our first substitution of the afternoon for Southside. We'll get to that momentarily as Reagan Tate comes up back up into the circle for sixth inning of work, as it'll be Lent who sends this one out and pops one up over to McNary in second base. So one pitch, one out now for Southside.
And now coming to the plate, number 16, Bella Stepp.
Bella Stepp comes up, the catcher today. 2 for 2 with 2 doubles and 3 RBI. For Beth Center today, as she puts one on this one. This one back towards the wall in left field and a couple steps in front of the wall as Addie Graff goes back to make the catch. So 2 pitches, 2 outs now for Southside, the team that's just 6 outs away offensively from being eliminated here in round one. But so far, the Rams are making quick work of the Bulldogs as Allison Lynch comes up to the plate. Lynch so far today 0 for 2. She grounded out and popped out in the first and third inning. As Lynch takes strike one, and this one paints the right corner of the zone. 0-1 count to her. Tate looking for her third 1-2-3 inning of the afternoon. Despite the 3-2 deficit, she puts one upstairs for ball one, counts even at 1-1. Again, winner today will move on to the next round to take on the three-seeded West Green as Lynch puts one on a two-hopper to Fisher, who gets it to Kemp and retires the side. It only took 5 pitches, but Southside got out of the inning, holding Beth Center to no runs on no hits, no errors, and no runners left on base. To the bottom of the sixth inning we go here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high. Electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Welcome back into the WJPA Sports Network. It's Beth Center up 3-2. The 11th seed leading right now, the 6th seed here in our first round matchup. I mentioned earlier a substitution that came in. Danica McRush will be coming in to substitute for Amelia Babko. Babko was out in right field. That is now McRush out in right field. That substitution just came in the top half of our 6th inning.
Leading off this inning for Southside, number 11,
but it
Kelly
is the
Tindler.
Rams of Southside who now come up to the plate and try to work with it. They only have the 6 outs to work with. Kelly Tingler will lead off things. The designated player today is 0 for 2, pop out and a ground out. Tingler takes one to first base, but Bader with a quick snag for the second consecutive inning here in inning number 6. It's 1 pitch, 1 out. Really good work by Bader. Stays focused with the ball. The ball that's right next to her glove. Doesn't hesitate. She gets out number 1. And this one just dances on the right portion of the line. McNett's not able to make a clean play on it. So now McNary is 3 for 3 on her day with another single. All 3 of her hits have come via a single. However, she has yet to be able to get past second base. We'll see that changes here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Addie Graff comes up to the plate, 0 for 2 today. She's flown out to center field twice in the 2nd and 4th inning, and now she'll try to change her fortune with a runner at first, again in Brooke McNary. Pavlovich does stand back over on the on-deck circle, but at home plate, it's Addie Graff with an 0-1 count. Walsh's second pitch is sent back to the backstop, another 0-2 count for her today. Despite the 2 errors by Beth Center that helped lead to Southside scoring its 2 runs, the defense has played good enough to be able to help Welsh and their team lead 3-2 as This off-speed pitch goes high and behind Addie Graff near the numbers. So it's a 1-2 count on her. Welsh will wind and deal. This one sent on a two-opera to Lynch. She has a chance for a 6-4-3 double play. Head coach Gary Welsh, all emotions and excitement for his team that just turned a 6-4-3 double play. Very impressive off a slow rolling ball. Southside held a no runs on another just one hit inning, no errors, and no Rams were left on base. We're going to play seven full innings of softball here today, folks. It's now Best Center. It's their turn to come up and try to cause some damage and extend their lead. They lead 3-2. We enter into the final inning of work. Play Renegade, folks, here on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by the CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Welcome back into Waynesburg University's baseball and softball complex. It's Beth Center leading 3-2 heading into the seventh inning.
Leading off this inning,
and now Riley Lancaster will be the first of three that come up for the Bulldogs. Lancaster, Libertor, and McNett all due up for Beth Center as his first pitch is fouled off by Lancaster. 0-1 count to her. Tate will come up for her seventh inning of work. And she's given up three runs in the first three innings, but her last two innings have been really, really good. And she kicks off this seventh inning impressively with the help of a 6-3 ground out. First out retires Lancaster. And this will bring up Emily Libertor, who was 0-for-2 today.
And now coming to the plate.
Libertor flew out in the second and grounded out in the fourth. Beth Center has only sent up the minimum from starting from the fourth inning on here, trying to snap that streak after a very hot start in the first three innings of work for them. Emily takes strike one off the right portion of the zone from Reagan Tate. Tate's 1-0 pitch sent on a blooper foul. Count will be even at 1-1. Beth Center trying to complete an upset here in the first round of the WPIO playoffs to try to push themselves to make their way out to Lilly Field. As this one sent on a steamer over to McNary, who turns to her right and gets the play to Kemp in time. So two groundouts kick off the first two batters and get the first two outs for Southside as Olivia McNett will come up to the plate, starting third baseman today.
Number 8,
McNett over two today with a ground out and a strikeout. She'll try to get the first hit in the last couple of innings against Tate as she takes a swing and miss at this one for strike one. The last hit came for Bella Stepp back in the second inning when she had her two-run RBI double. Since then, the only base runners that Beth Center's had have come via walks. Olivia McNett takes ball one on this one, low and away. 1-1 count, and Tate wastes no time, gets back another rubber in the circle. She gets McNett to swing in that one. That skits into the turf, so it's a 1-2 count. Now one strike away from bringing up the bats for what could be the final time of the season for Southside. However, we would be in walk-off territory. And there it is, strikeout number four. Or rather, five. Strikeout number five. For Reagan Tate, retires the side in order. Best Center isn't able to get any more insurance runs, but now it's up to Southside to try to break open the ball game and get a walk-off win and prevent the upset versus Beth Center. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented to you by the CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
This game and broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience, and the use and reuse, rebroadcast, or distribution of the game without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, or WJPM Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPM Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026. To the bottom seventh of the inning we go, as it will be Milada Pavlovic to lead off things for Southside, as they'll try to get the resurgence going as they need at least one run to extend this ball game. The Rams down 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Pavlovic has a 1-1 count on herself from Welsh. It's now Coach Shaheen, the one talking over to Pavlovic over down the third baseline. In process, Beth Center will have a meeting of the minds at the circles. The defense talks about game plans and strategies, as the Bulldogs just three outs away from pulling off a very impressive upset to start their playoff campaign. Pavlovic Sal steps ready to go. She's about to go back in the batter's box, and it's do another dance with Welsh. She has a 1-1 count on her. Pavlovic 0-2 today with a flyout and a ground out. She fouls this one off behind her for strike two. It's now Welsh as the 1-2 count on Pavlovic. We talked about the impressive work. Only one hit in the last almost eight batters. Seven batters as of right now. Pavlovic is batter number eight, as Welsh misses one just downstairs for ball two. It counts even at 2-2. This has turned into quite the pitcher's duel in the last handful of innings. Pavlovic turns one out with a head of steam off the base of the wall in left field. Pavlovic turns to second, 1-3, but ball getting a little quicker than she was expecting. And instead, it'll be a leadoff double for Southside.
And now coming to the plate, number two, Allie Kemp.
Allie Kemp now comes up for Southside again. The Rams in walk-off territory, but they need at least one run to extend the ball game. And it's the leadoff woman in Allie Kemp who takes one low and away downstairs from Welsh. Kendall Welsh just gave up a stand-up double to Pavlovic, who now stands at second. Second consecutive pitch is going to be reserved as a ball. Step able to hold it in front of her, so that will hold Pavlovic at second base. There are no outs as of right now. Welsh's next pitch upstairs and off to the right. So three consecutive balls to Allie Kemp. Kemp 2-for-3 today with two singles and a ground out. 3-0 pitch. That one just paints the inside portion of the zone for strike one. Still a hitter's count in favor of Allie Kemp. Kendall Welsh steals a 3-1 pitch home. Well outside. And that will be a walk. So Southside's first two batters they send to the plate get on base. And now Emmy DeLong comes up. The game-winning run now stands at first base. DeLong now steps up to the plate. 0-for-1 today in her three plate appearances as DeLong skies one out into no woman's land out near shallow left field. In that process, Southside's able to get everyone to advance one base. So the bases are officially loaded for Southside with no outs.
And now coming to the plate.
The game-winning run stands at second base. And Ariel Poacher has a chance to play hero for Southside. Rams down 3-2 coming into this inning. But they put up eight hits, two of which in this bottom of the seventh inning. Welch's first pitch misses upstairs, ball one. There's nowhere else to put her, so if Poulter is able to force a walk from Welsh, that would bring home the tying run with a winning run at third base. Welsh works from the windup. This one dribbled foul. Count will now be even at 1-1. Southside came into the inning down 3-2. And thanks to a Pavlovich double, a walk forced by Ali Kemp, and an Emma DeLong single, the Rams have loaded the bases. A check swing. Ball that gets passed out in line. Limitor. Play's going to be played at second. For some reason, the play didn't immediately come home. And that'll bring home the walk-off awkward single. And Southside has won. 4-3. Rams pull off an impressive comeback. It's in walk-off fashion. The Ariel Pulcher check swing forces an error out at Libitor over at second base. And that results and concludes today's game. The wild ending brings it to us, and we'll step aside before we come back for our post-game coverage, and then we'll give you our player of the game. That's brought to you by Washington County College Center.
Good day.
We'll step aside again real quick. When we come back, it's post-game coverage. But Southside comes away with the walk-off and the win to advance to the second round of the WPIO playoffs here on the WJPA Sports Network, brought to you by the CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back into the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation. Just wrapped up our round 1A game between Beth Center and Southside. Is your recap so far. Beth Center struck first thanks to Kendall Welsh scoring off the RBI double from Bella Stepp. Bella Stepp able to get things kicked off for Beth Center. It was Southside that would take an inning before they would respond and take a 2-1 lead thanks to Brooke McNary kicking things off with her RBI single and some errors by the Bulldog defense that helped Southside take a 2-1 lead through two innings. However, in the third inning, Beth Center collected its two more runs to itself thanks to another Bella Stepp RBI double, this time with two RBIs on that double, bringing home Sarah Bader and Kendall Welsh. Beth Center then held a 3-2 lead all the way into the seventh inning, and from there it was hard work, determination, and a little bit of luck for the Rams as Pavlovich led off things with a leadoff double. Then Ali Kemp forces a walk to get runners on first and second. Emma DeLong sends one out into an awkward spot in shallow right field to force the bases loaded. And then Ariel Poacher, a check swing, check up that flies out over top of Libitor's head. It was an awkward play for her. She tries to get the out over at second. While that happens, we see Ali Kemp come home from second base to score, getting Southside its 2 of 4 runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. And now this moves us over. And now it is time as well to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Welcome back in. We're talking with the post-game coverage here on WJPA Sports Network. It's time again to recognize our player of the game. And in this case, kind of more of a player's of the game for Southside. Ali Pulcher was the one who had the check swing to put the ball into play for the Rams. However, Milana Pavlovich and Ali Kemp, 2A and 2B as well, who were the ones able to get things rolling for Southside in the bottom of the seventh inning. Kemp as well finished her day 2 for 3, while Pavlovich was able to finish her day 1 for 3 as well at the plate for the Rams. That's going to conclude today's coverage here on the WJPA Sports Network. For myself, Ethan Spizarski, we thank all of you for tuning in on what was a mildly impressive round one matchup between Southside and Beth Center. As Southside walks away with the 4-3 victory, they now move on to take on the 3-seed West Green Pioneers here in a couple of days. We hope you stay tuned for that and all the other WPIO playoff baseball and softball coming your way. Again,